You know, when this report came out by the Caltech researchers that indeed they thought that the use of hydrogen as a fuel could eventually deplete the ozone layer, one, I thought of you immediately, and two, I also thought about the possibilities of this possibly being one of those misinformation reports that maybe some groups that don't want hydrogen used found the right researchers and said, hey, develop this program and let's get it out in the public. Why would I feel that way?
Well, it was certainly an interesting paper and I enjoyed reading it carefully. It was I don't know if you've had a chance to actually see the paper that was published in Science.
I've seen the footnotes of the project, and also your observations as well.
Yes, and of course it was an informative paper, and the thing that people need to understand is that in the first case they never suggested that hydrogen was causing the depletion of the ozone. It's the chlorofluorocarbon molecules that humans have put into the atmosphere that's causing the problem. What they were suggesting was that if there was more water vapor in the atmosphere, it could cool the lower stratosphere and therefore slow the recovery of the ozone layer. The problem is they assumed that there would be like a 20% leakage of hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fill up your gasoline tank, which everybody I'm sure has done, you can see that there is not a tight seal between the gas pump and the car.
Right.
In fact, a lot of vapor comes out while you're refueling your car. So a 10 or 20% leakage rate for gasoline is reasonable. But if you've ever seen a hydrogen refueling station, it's always an airtight connection. You never have anything loose.
It's like a coupler type thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
In fact, the fuel cannot be transferred until you have an airtight seal, so you don't even lose 1%. So their assumption in the first place was just an incorrect one, which they explain in their paper that could well be an incorrect assumption on their part, and they say that more study needs to be done on how much hydrogen would actually leak.
Do you think their approach was honorable, or do you think there was something sinister here?
Personally, from reading the paper, I don't believe there was anything sinister. I think these are atmospheric chemists who were trying to understand a very complex process, and in fact, the paper is an excellent read. I would certainly recommend it. They point out a couple of things. They point out, for example, that a great deal is still very much unknown about the global hydrogen cycle on the Earth. And one of the things that is important to understand when they were talking about this whole issue is that the largest heat or hydrogen sink on the Earth is the Earth itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out that it could easily absorb any increasing levels of hydrogen in the atmosphere, and making this case, even if it was a 20% leakage, irrelevant, because it would never get to the upper stratosphere. It would be literally absorbed into the Earth. And so they don't know that there's any serious issue at all. But the one thing that everyone should understand about hydrogen and using it as a global energy system is that the microorganisms on the Earth, which run the planet, incidentally, I mean, they're in everything, and they figured out how to get onto a solar hydrogen energy system 3.5 billion years ago when they invented the green plant. I'm talking about the photosynthetic green plant.
Yes, that's right.
The trees, the flowers, all of those plants are solar hydrogen machines.
And they're incredible machines.
They are incredibly complex machines, incidentally, because the microbes and the nanobes that make these things are master engineers. But they work, and they have been sustainable and working on a global scale. The solar hydrogen economy has been working on a global scale for 3.5 billion years. And it not only didn't hurt the ozone layer, it actually created it.
Well, that's true. Now, because you don't believe that this particular report was underhanded, that's not to say, though, that there's going to be some kind of tremendous lobbying efforts and fights and just about everything that needs to be done to keep hydrogen away from us as a major fuel source, right?
Well, one would wonder why it takes as long as it does, and if you look at the legislation and the that's working through the energy bill right now. It's all oil, coal, and nuclear power.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was shocked to see that they are going to increase the use of nuclear power funding in order to create more power plants.
Well, that's not even the scariest part, George. The scariest part is that the old, corroded, dangerous nuclear plants that should be shut down have been relicensed. They have a new lease on life.
Oh, really?
And every one of them, according to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, is corroding. We're talking about rust and corrosion that's right inside the reactor vessels themselves.